This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the CG Sportsbook inside the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts, here's your host, Matt Perrault.
Continuing here on the program, Jake Asman in for Matt Perrault, Pushing the Odds. I'm in again for Matt tomorrow. Matt will be back on Wednesday. We just talked a lot about Game 2 in Boston last night. Astros and the Red Sox. Boston takes Game 2. Series even, headed back to Houston. And Game 3 in the NL. Tonight in L.A., you have the Dodgers, of course, taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. And now joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline to talk all things Major League Baseball is Whitney McIntosh. She covers Major League Baseball for SB Nation, and she joins us now. Whitney, thanks for your time. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. So watching this game last night in Boston, I got to be honest, I saw David Price on the mound, and I thought, wow, the way the Astros took Game 1, felt pretty good about them entering Game 2. What were your thoughts going into the game and the fact that the Red Sox were able to even up the series after all?
Yeah, I think the fact that they evened it up shows, you know, kind of why they have 108 wins in the regular season. The Astros really did expose a lot of their weaknesses and continue to a little bit in the second game. But, the Sox found a way to score runs, found a way to get back. Their bullpen kind of has solidified a little bit compared to what it was early on in the postseason. I thought the Astros were going to take it as well. The Red Sox just looked so flat in Game 1, so out of it. And then, you know, the Astros came out in Game 2 and scored pretty much right away. And then there was some back and forth on that lead. So it definitely looks like the Astros had it under control. But I think, you know, with David Price, the run support in his postseason starts hasn't been great. And I think a lot of Red Sox fans were kind of just like, you know, the ones that pay attention at least, were kind of like, it would be so nice for him to win this. You know, the Red Sox have championships. Obviously, we'd like to, you know, Red Sox fans would like to see another one. But David Price has just been, you know, the narrative is clearly weighing on him of not having a postseason win, not doing well in the postseason. And to have him be on the mound in a game that the Red Sox won, that's, I think, really nice for him, at least, to get, especially in that Boston market, to kind of get that monkey off his shoulder just a little bit. Who knows if it'll make a difference going forward. But I think that's really nice for him and kind of a bonus that the Red Sox won the game, not so much that the win was the best part.
No question about that. I mean, they gave him a standing ovation when he was leaving the mound in the fifth inning. Is the bar that low? A guy making $30 million a year, he finally, you know, leaves with the lead. So it's like, hey, let's give him an ovation. Why not?
I thought that was really nice of them, especially, again, because, there are certain Red Sox fans who are on that side of, well, he's making so much money, you know, why can't he pitch in the postseason? And, you know, as we saw with Chris Sale in Game 1, sometimes the command just leaves you, and it seems to have left David Price in all of his postseason starts. So it's really tough, and I thought it was a lovely show from, you know, the Fenway faithful, if you will, to show that they understand, even if they're really hard on him and really critical, and the media is really critical, and constantly questioning his contract, even though he's been very good in the regular season for Boston thus far in his deal. I thought that was nice to kind of acknowledge, like, okay, we're behind you when you do well. You know, congrats on the win or the good performance.
Whitney McIntosh with us. She covers Major League Baseball for SB Nation. So the Astros, they went into Boston. They had an opportunity to go up 2-0 last night, but they lead with a split. If you're the road team, the old adage is, hey, get the split on the road or the come back home. It felt like, though, the Astros really missed an opportunity last night. They're up 4-2 with Garrett Cole on the mound, and they didn't really get to the Boston non-Craig Kimbrell relievers. What were your thoughts on the Astros, how they played Game 2, and the position they're in now headed back to Houston?
Yeah, I'm wondering if the Astros are possibly overthinking a little bit. You know, they kind of they talked about how they're not looking to have their relievers face any of the same batters for the entire this entire series, which it's nice if you have the arms, and that's a nice idea, but that's really hard to execute. And I'm kind of wondering if, as they look at the Red Sox bullpen trying to get to them and maybe not being able to, if they're kind of just overthinking their whole plan. Instead of just, you know, let's go out there, let's get to them, let's put ourselves in front of their relievers a couple times and see if we can get to them, they're kind of being overly defensive. And obviously Garrett Cole's performance wasn't ideal. They definitely wanted something better out of him. But he kind of had a little bit of a David Price night where he couldn't find the strike zone for a while, had a couple of errors, or at least one error. and was looking a little shaky before he settled a little bit. And then they had some bad luck with, you know, some hits down the line and things like that. But, yeah, I'm wondering if the Astros just need to kind of recenter themselves, say, we got to their weaknesses, we got to their ace in the very first game, we exposed a lot of their defensive problems. So now, you know, next up, let's just refocus on that. We're, you know, we're going home for three games. We could technically win the series. We still have home field advantage. I think that might be a better thing than all of these, like, oh, we're going to switch them out. You know, we don't want our relievers in too long against their lineup. We're going to switch it around. And it's kind of maybe a step too far in the analytical direction. But we'll see. You know, the Astros are still very good. They have Dallas Keuchel up on the mound next, and that's, you know, going to be another big test for the Red Sox bat and away. So we'll see. I think it's going to be a back and forth series, but it could also tip one way and kind of just go that way. I think it's going to be one of those situations. But yeah, we'll have to see.
Whitney McIntosh with us here on SB Nation Radio, covers Major League Baseball for SBNation.com. Looking at Game 3 tonight in L.A., let's talk about the National League Series. Obviously, the Dodgers came back, and they were able to find a way to grab Game 2. It's tied 1-1, back to Los Angeles for a huge Game 3. What has stood out to you so far about this series between the Brewers and the Dodgers?
I think a little bit of the same as the AL. You know, it kind of looks like the Brewers had the Dodgers, you know, had their foot on their necks a little bit in Game 2, and the Dodgers got their bats going, and Justin Turner, you know, took things into his own hands and kind of got it done. But I think going back to L.A., you know, the Dodgers now look so hot and look like they kind of have their mojo back a little bit and could, you know, could take all three games. Who knows? Or the Brewers' bullpen could kind of or their bullpenning strategy could kind of start working for them again after Game 2. And, you know, be a shutdown pitching staff and not let the Dodgers score at home, and it could be their series very quickly. So I think that's going to be something to watch between the bullpenning and the Dodgers' bats, kind of who breaks first and who breaks in more games. But, yeah, it's a fun one. That's a fun one. There's a lot of, you know, personalities there between Braun and Yelich and Kershaw and, you know, Puig, and I think that's a really fun series so far. I think a little bit more fun than the AL, kind of purely. So that will definitely be interesting going back to LA, especially with the Dodgers again trying to repeat getting to the World Series. There's a little bit more pressure there for them.
Whitney, are you surprised that really, other than Josh Hader, the Milwaukee bullpen, they've had their issues? You know, this was a bullpen that coming in was as good as any in the National League, and other than Hader, we saw it in Game 1, they survived. But if you look at Game 2, they blew the lead on that Justin Turner home run by LA. Are you surprised their bullpen has struggled the way it has through the first two games?
I don't know if I'm too surprised. You know, the postseason is a different beast, and bullpenning works when you're playing all these different teams, when you're kind of going into 3-4-game series and can spread your guys out. When you're in a 5- or 7-game series against the same lineup, it's a little tougher to execute that. Kind of, again, when we're talking with the AL, you know, your relievers are seeing the same guys a lot. Those guys are seeing your relievers a lot. It's a whole different, kind of a whole different beast for what bullpenning can do for you. And it's working a little bit for the Brewers, but it's kind of to what point? And I think they're testing that. And again, against a team like the Dodgers, where once their offense gets going, it gets going, that's really tough to stick with that strategy. And we'll see, even with Hader, you know, he pitched 4 innings on Friday. So we'll see, even though he didn't go in on Saturday, and that was kind of the plan to rest him, what his arm looks like tonight. Does he have the command? Was that too many innings, even with 2 days rest? So, yeah, we'll kind of see, especially when they didn't really have to use Hader that way in Game 1, whether that was a risk that they shouldn't have taken. But I think it's, you know, both teams are kind of tweaking what they came into the series as. That's the nice thing about the postseason. You see a lot of iterations of the same strategy, or a team changing strategies, kind of as the Red Sox did with their lineup in Game 2. And you get to see how these managers react. You know, Dave Roberts has been here before. Craig Counsell is bringing his team to the post, you know, this far in the postseason for the first time. So I think that's really interesting, and that's kind of what makes it a more fun series right now, of just these managers trying to figure out, you know, what direction they're going to go to ensure that they can pull this out.
Whitney McIntosh with us, covers Major League Baseball for SBNation.com. Whitney, before I let you go, thoughts on tonight's Game 3 and the remaining games we have in the series between the Dodgers and Brewers?
I think the Dodgers take tonight, and I think it goes 7.
There you have it. Whitney McIntosh with us. Whitney, appreciate your time. You can follow Whitney on Twitter at WhitneyM02. Thanks for coming on.
Great. Thanks for having me.
That's Whitney McIntosh. I think I agree. I do think the Dodgers win tonight, but we'll see. I think she made a great point about Hader. He threw so many innings in game one, even though he has the 2 days rest. Is he going to be as sharp tonight if they call upon him in a big spot? And can he go multiple innings tonight? Sure, he can give you one. Adrenaline, postseason, 2 days rest. Can he go multiple innings tonight? Is there enough time in between his game one to now where we are in game three? That will be an interesting storyline to watch in that game three tonight in L.A. 800-777-2907 is the number if you want to weigh in. Talking some baseball, we talk some football this hour. Up next, though, Emmanuel Sanders, his team, the Denver Broncos, lost a tough game at home to the L.A. Rams. Emmanuel Sanders' taunting penalty had a huge impact in the Denver Broncos' defeat. What Emmanuel Sanders said after the game is why this becomes a big story. We'll get into that next. Don't go anywhere. It's Pushing the Odds. Jake Asman in for Matt Perrault here on SB Nation Radio.